Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining my show. This is your host, Rachel Stewart. Good to be with you. I know that I took last month off from the recordings just because there was so much. It was a really intense month with the portal. I was actively working a lot in the other realm. So we're coming up right now in September, and we are close to the equinox energies. Again, we're very intense. And I wanted to just take a step back, touch base with about the soul star chakra, which is known as the eighth chakra. It is, if your crown chakra is on the crown of your head, then this is your halo. It's about 6 inches above your head. I usually see it as a whitish golden light. For me, it's usually like a funnel that's coming down. So the way I want you to think about it is that in the beginning, there was light and it was good. And that light exists all right above us. It's the seat of our soul. It's the funnel or the filter that takes the universal energy and kind of filters it and distillates it into just the right amount into our energetic chakra column to come down and kind of bring that source energy down into our bodies and into the earth. So often I kind of see it like a torrid. Toroid, I think, is the geometric term, like a donut or a funnel. So the energy is kind of coming down through source, through to the earth, like a bridge, and then a frequency that goes out from there, like a donut. And it's called the seat of the soul or the holy star. So in my opinion, I'm sure you've heard of the story of McDougall's 21 grams. So in 1907 in Massachusetts, a scientist was studying people, their weight right before they died and then right afterwards. And he was finding pretty conclusive evidence that after people die, there's a missing 21 grams. And so a lot of people have, you know, thought about this and what it is. And for me, my knowing is that this 21 grams is our soul star chakra. It's the light from source from that comes into us, and that's the 21 grams. It's where our soul lives. And so soul, or the seat of the soul, this is where we're going to connect to all of our past lives. It's going to be able to connect us to our Akashic records, our soul contracts. And we are essentially a living library card. We have access to any information that we want within the universe. And we can go visit the library, which is the soul star chakra, at any time. So when I'm doing visualizations, I often kind of see it as this golden library. I'm sure if you heard of the Library of Alexandria, if you haven't looked it up, that's kind of the visual that I see. And then you can kind of go in there and ask the information that you want to know, and it will be downloaded to you at any time. And you can ask for downloads at any time, and when you're ready, it will filter through to you. It will activate, you know, latent keys and codes and talents from our past lives. And so that way we have those skills. A lot of our life on this earth now is simply the remembering of things and knowledge and wisdom that we've learned in past lives. Remember that there are 12 or more spiritual gifts, and everyone has slightly different abilities. We're not all going to be all on the grid all the time, you know, but we all have certain strengths, right? Certain abilities or gifts. There is, you know, clairaudience, which is like clear hearing. where you can almost hear input from your higher self, sounds, you know, sometimes you hear like angel singing, you hear Native American drumming, things like that. That's clear audience. That's where the messages come into you through sound, through music. And it's not music that someone's actually playing on a recorder. It's more like in your third eye. Clairvoyance, clear seeing. So most people will, you know, see a red apple, you know, in meditation. That's essentially your third eye. It's perception that's coming from, not from your physical eyes that look at the world, but from your third eye. And sometimes there, it's not a clear seeing. Sometimes we have a clear knowing, right? So the clear knowing is another gift. So we also have clear feeling. So that way we, you know, most people call that, you know, I'm an empath. I can feel someone else's emotions. There's clear smelling. So you can almost, you know, like if you're ever triggered by a smell, it will remind you of a certain moment in time. Or if you're sitting by yourself and all of a sudden, you know, you smell, you know, your dad's cigar smoke, like that's clear smelling. That's where your psychic intuition is coming online through that. There's synesthesia, which is where people often see music or colors as they hear it, or they taste textures like round, or, you know, they have kind of this different sensory outlook at the world. Like for me, sometimes songs can be orange, and those are like happy songs, and I don't really quite know how to explain it, but orange songs are happy, and I know that's kind of how I organize a lot of things, is how I see the color, or how I hear those, I recognize those images or the sounds or those feelings for me, sometimes in color. Of course, we all have, you know, like dreaming, lucid dreaming. We have, you know, psychic mediumship, or, you know, when you're, sometimes it can even be where you're incorporating, where a person's embodied by spirit, or when the spirit's moving you. This is often like called iridation. It's like when you're an antenna and you feel like you're being moved, and that's kind of what Reiki is. It's, we act as an antenna to receive spirit or higher source and transmit it with our physical body and our movements. So energy healing work, very much so, is through people who have what's called iridation, or, you know, a psychic antenna. Automatic writing, spirit writing, light language, speaking in tongues. These are all different gifts that we have. And there's also, you know, astral travel or out-of-body experiences. Oftentimes, if someone has a near-death experience, that kind of jump-starts it. Other people, sleepwalking is usually a sign of it. When children are younger, it's usually what that means or what that is. Basically, you're having a psychic experience somewhere else, so you're physically manifesting it. But, you know, it's basically your astral body is traveling to another dimension, and it's having a different experience, and so you're leaving your physical body behind. But sometimes people bring their body along with them, and that's what sleepwalking essentially is. So you have to be very, very careful, very, very, very careful. So those are all different ways and gifts that psychic gifts that we have. And I find that the year, as you work with the soul star chakra, more of these psychic abilities are going to come online. I know that I started working with a collective group of women over the last year, healers, and working with them in a kind of a collective or a tribe, I've had a lot more come online for me. So, for example, clairaudience hearing and clairolience, clear smelling or tasting, like that has definitely come online for me, which is new. I've been a channel, so I've been speaking light language for quite some time, but that's really amped up over the last year. And now I'm becoming more of a psychic mediumship and incorporation. along with my, you know, natural skills of, you know, iridation. So I'm a natural channel. That's something that's always worked for me. I've always done like the automatic writing or the psychography, where I turn into spirit and I write. And then it kind of, the next level, that was the first level for me. And then the second level for me was, you know, light language. And then now it's kind of turning into more like actual channeling, vocal channeling, like Abraham Hicks, you know, through your communicating through your vocal cords. Some great examples of mentors of mine, Abraham Hicks, Kryon, Claire Earthstar, who wrote one of my favorite books, Anna, Grandmother of Jesus. And this all kind of lives and is recognized in our soul star chakra. So if you have a, think about where you have some psychic experience, where you have that knowing, that feeling, that smelling, that seeing, that hearing, where you feel moved by spirit, or you feel like you're giving messages, you're telling someone something that you, really isn't from you, but you know they need to hear it. Those are all forms of our psychic abilities coming online. And you can, all, if you don't like one, you can always, you know, say, you know, I don't really want to work with this right now. You can put it on the back burner. But, you know, definitely if you're feeling uncomfortable with some of your gifts, get into a collective. And like I'm working with of other women healers, so that way you can kind of work through these experiences in a safe experience. Ascension system symptoms are no joke. I know that I'm part of a group with Shirney Spruill. She's a wonderful channel, and she has a group called Activating Your Channeling Abilities. And it's a wonderful community where you can talk with others who are going through these ascension symptoms and learning about how to work through them and kind of have a conversation with other like-minded spirits. It's a great thing about the world we live in today is you have a tribe. You're not alone. There are many, many, you know, healers, and we're all waking up to different skills and codes and talents. They're literally being downloaded from the sun right now. So we're all feeling it. We're all going through it. So if you're just kind of hopping on to my page for the first time today and you're not as familiar with this, know that you're not alone. And there's tribes out there for you. Certainly reach out to me. I'd be happy to be a guide for you on your spiritual journey. I have some courses like my chakra embodiment workshop and other courses about the chakra where I do monthly reflections and meditations, and also, you know, like webinars and different programs on different topics about the spiritual journey. So that being said, this chakra can work for anybody because it is the seat of your soul. So even if you've never worked with a chakra before, you can kind of come into the chakra kind of with a connection to your soul to kind of activate these latent keys, codes, talents, and abilities within you. So if you're not already, why don't you take a moment, and we're going to just kind of get into a special space. Quiet space. It's perfectly fine if you want to leave your eyes open. Closed, I find it's easier when they're closed because you can kind of focus as you're doing this. If you have thoughts that come up, just simply say thinking and let them go, and just keep coming back to the breath. Really just focus on the breath. In, out, in, out. That's really your only job. If your brain needs a job to do, your brain's job is to breathe. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in the love, breathe out the love. Breathe in, breathe out. Simple as that. So if you have any thoughts going through your head, just acknowledge them, say thinking, and let them go. And what we're going to do is we're going to just kind of get into a comfortable space. If you're able to, have your feet on the ground. If not, if you're laying down, just kind of make sure that when you're visualizing, you're imagining the cords going down to your feet. So what we want to do is we want to just kind of send out from the soles of our feet. I call it the grounding cord. It's basically our roots. So imagine from the bottom of your feet, little cord roots are going to starting to grow, just like a seed in the darkness, starting to sprout out from your feet and going down deep down into the earth. And with each breath, you can kind of bring that energy down from the top of your head to your nose, to your throat, to your heart, to your tummy, to your hips, to your knees, to your ankles, to your feet, and down, down, down to the earth, going down to the center of the earth through all of the layers of the building that you're in, into the soil, the bedrock, the earth, going down through the earth, down through the earth, connecting you to not only the center of the earth, but the crystalline grid. So like a donut, you are completely connected to the earth and all of its surroundings. And just ask that anything that's not of highest service be sent down into those roots to be released and transmuted, which they immediately are. And then earth is sending you a beautiful golden light to replace anything that no longer serves you with everything that is of your highest purpose. And it's going to go all the way up through your body like a fountain. And it's just going, you're going to find that halo right above your head. And I want you to think of it like a halo, a little ball, a beautiful like orb, golden and white orb that's kind of shining around it. And there's beautiful little petals on it, and each petal is kind of coming up and creating a cone, which creates a little gossamer string, which shoots you straight up to source, to the heavens, and connects you to all that is. Dear Creator, Father, Mother, Child is one. If I, my family, or ancestors have offended you, your family, or ancestors in any way, from the beginning of time through now, in thoughts, deeds, words, or actions, I ask that you forgive these thoughts, deeds, words, and actions through all time and replace them with our highest white light and intentions. Creator, help us find the intention is our highest interest. Connect us to that. It is my intention that the wisdom in the living library be released to me. I activate all of my latent keys, codes, talents, and abilities now. I joyously accept the glory of the I Am God presence. I am a child of the light. I love the light. I serve the light. I seek the light. I bless the light. I am the light. I expect and welcome synchronicity in my life. I am a descendant of the Star Mothers. I am here with good and pure intentions. In the light exists all things. Show me what it is I need to know. I am a divine center of operation. I am a resource of the universe. I am here to connect to my higher self. I am ready to access my Akashic records. I am ready to learn about my karmic cycles and past lives. I am ready to know my contracts, my soul contracts from all my incarnations. I am ready to communicate with my angels and ascended masters for my highest good. I am holding on to this light, remaining connected to my stole star chakra. Light is coming down from the universe and filling my stole
star chakra. I let go of anything that no longer serves me, any past life actions that are not of my highest good may flash through my mind, and I will let them go with ease and grace. That was not now. I am safe. I will remember my role in this lifetime and my duties on this planet. I am here now with an active purpose, my meaning and direction in this universe is here on Earth, and I ask for you to connect me to my higher realms so I can be of service and do what I came here to do. I am one with the universe. I let go of old beliefs that no longer serve me. It's okay that I don't know everything. I'm evolving. I'm learning. I'm remembering. All of the choices I make are aligned with my soul. I am ready to receive angelic guidance and protection. I set my soul free. I clear all of my karmic debt. I intend to experience the realm of Akashic Records. Anywhere and everywhere that I am holding myself back and not opening up to my highest path, I'm letting that go to the flames of transmutation to be completely released through all space and time. I'm here now. I love my body. I love being on Earth, here, now. I chose to be here. I have a mission. I am ready to know my mission and set forth in action. I love this planet. I love this Earth. I love my body. I am a being of light. I'm here now. I'm ready. I'm activating latent keys, talents, and abilities so that way I may do what I came here to do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I forgive. I forgive. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now imagine yourself standing in front of a beautiful golden library. It's got columns along the front. It's huge. And you're standing in front of it. This is the living library. It's up to you if you want to go here now or if you want to come back later. If you want to come back later, you can revisit this meditation and enter the library. If this feels like a lot for you right now, allow yourself to just slowly breathe your energy back down into your crown of your head and then to your third eye and your throat and your heart and all the way down, down, down to your grounding cord. Always remember to stay in your body and connected to your body. This is your vessel. This is why you're here. Stay connected. For those of you that wish to enter the living library, know that you are the library card. All you have to do is walk into the library and ask what it is you wish to know. see yourself walking up the steps and into the library and asking, bow with respect to the person, to the guide who comes to you. Thank you. Thank you for being my guide. Thank you for showing me the way. Ask them what it is you wish to know. With love, they will show you, or they will prepare you for when you're ready. You're feeling joy at the reunion. Receive what it is that you are here to receive. Feel free to pause this if you have more work to do in the library. If not, we're going to travel back down. So we're going to thank our guide for all of the wisdom and all of the information we just received. Going to bow once more in gratitude and love. Slowly exit the living library, walking down the steps. And you're going to follow that little cord, that little golden cord down into the seat of your soul. And then you're going to filter back in to your crown, back into your third eye, back in through your throat, your heart, your navel, your sexual organs, the base of your spine, your hips, your feet, your ankle, your toes, and your roots. Slowly take a deep breath in and a deep breath out and say thank you. Wiggle your toes and your fingers back into your body now. You might want to get a journal just to make or any wisdom you've received here. Once the chakra is open, place to peace. Remember to be your body. Love your body. Find your cut body. Rotten here. Thank you for doing the meditation with me. If you'd like to know more about, check out my facebook.com/loveandlight, spelled LUVNL88. And also check out the website. I wish you the best of luck. I see you for what you're doing. The hold of the light, and the world a better place. Thank you. Thank you for being. Thank you for all you do.